your messages belong to me.
Okay, we're in business.
Good evening, all. This is Advisory Neighborhood Commission 1D for Mount Pleasant. The time is 7:11. The computer rules. No, Jack rules. I have no idea how you reset it. And it is the 7th of December, 2010, and the last regularly scheduled meeting of the two-year term of this session, or this period, of the ANC. The first thing that we usually do is to see if there's any public discussion.
Yes, we have a volunteer.
Hello. My name is Jessica. I think most of you know me. I recently joined the board of Mount Pleasant Main Street, so I'm going to make one announcement for them and one announcement for the Business Association. Mount Pleasant Main Street recently applied for a temporium grant. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but the Office of Planning put the RFA out a couple months ago looking for organizations that wanted to be involved with this as part of their temporary urbanism initiative. So we spent about a week and a half working to find some collaborators. The actual project is a pop-up retail store, so it's really a great opportunity to showcase arts, showcase the neighborhood and the corridor. We've applied for that. The announcement is expected sometime this week or probably next week at the latest. And also, Alex Kramer, who couldn't be here today, wanted me to just say brief that they've put up 10 bus shelter posters. So just drawing some attention to that and thanking DDOT and the technical assistants that were working with the NIF grant who helped support some of the graphic design that went behind those projects. So they just want, you know, to thank people and have people notice the bus shelters. There they are. Okay, thank you.
Good evening. I'm Heidi Vanegas from Heidi's Restaurant and from United Business. I'm here tonight to hear what is the opinion on ANC for the new plan for rehabilitation of Mount Pleasant. And on behalf of the business owners of 3100 Block, we want to ask ANC to let us know all the time the PASA resolution, how this implementation will be affected, or what is the better for our business.
Good evening. My name is Mario Alas from Heidi's Restaurant. I come to here right now. I cannot put an opinion right now. I heard that there was a resolution that it's going through about the three boxes, and three boxes are very important for us and for a lot of businesses and down here where we have them. It's causing a lot of trouble, and I want to hear what is going on. If there is a resolution approved, we want to be part of them, and we want to be consulted. And the process, we're going to be part of, we want to be part of the process of the implementation because it's a big problem for our customers and also for a lot of people. It's a hazardous for the ADA, disabled Americans, and a lot of people have been complaining. So I want to hear every single thing that's going on. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Anna Suniga, and I'm here from, I'm just a student from American University.
Just a student? We're a student.
Okay. I'm a student from American University, and I'm just here to learn a little bit about DC governance. So.
Okay.
Well, it is now
7:17.
It's easier to read my own. And I'd like to note a quorum of Jack McKay, Oliver Tunda, Dave Bosserman, Angelia D. Scott, and myself, Greg Edwards. So we have 5 of the 6 commissioners present. In our traditional order, we first turn to the secretary's report.
Okay, this will be very brief. The minutes of the November 16th meeting have been sent out. Are there any corrections to be offered?
Seeing none, I deem them approved.
Okay, that's it for the treasurer's report, the secretary's report. Treasurer's report. I've spent a considerable amount of time going through our allotments and discovered that not one but 2 are missing. And it's hard to tell this because when they come with no indication of what quarter they pertain to. And they don't come with any notice from anybody to tell us that an allotment is on its way. Because all of a sudden, magically, money shows up in the bank account. Sometimes we'll get 2 allotments at once. So it took some doing, but yeah, I have confirmed that 2 allotments are missing. 1 has been replaced. I expect the 3rd to be replaced before long. Routine checks. The usual check to Tony Grillo for putting up her posters. I assume there is no objection to that. No objection. I want approval for a check to Greg to reimburse him for the website, $41.94. Greg? I want an explicit approval on this.
Is there a second? All in favor? Let me also mention that...
What is the vote, Greg?
What?
Name of the vote for the audio record, please.
So it's 5-0.
Thank you.
And I'd like to mention that there's another one that I need to put up because it's been about a year since I filed.
Oh, you'll have to do that another time. Okay, I've spent some time going over the audio equipment and established that one of the channels on this little multiplexer is not working. I would like to replace that. It'll cost about $30. Okay. Can I have an explicit approval to spend $30 for a replacement microphone mixer?
I'll consider that to be a motion. Is there a second? Seconded. All in favor? 5-0.
Okay, that's it for the treasurer's report. Use the microphone, please, Stormy.
Thank you, Dave. I have a question. I think I asked a question about this before, the Neighbors Conseco outdoor chairs and tables. Is that a set amount and it never has a dollar amount attached to it or what have you? Probably I was missing when that was brought up.
Greg, would you like to? I mean, there are 2 issues there, evidently. One is the matter of the receipts for purchase, and the other is the agreement with Neighbors Conseco.
Okay, I've asked Neighbors Conseco to. They gave me a copy of 1 of 2 of them. I lost 1, but it was, but both of them were essentially illegible. They were printed out from Costco on a printer where it was running out of ink, and you just couldn't see it. So I've asked them to. I went to Costco. See if they could replace them. I was told that the cardholder had to replace it. I asked them about it. That was 4 months ago. And when I see Ruiz, I asked him about it, and he said he'll get it to us. It has not yet coming. The second issue is that I sent to the Neighbors Consejo an email with our policy on ANC equipment. Then later, I reminded Lorena of the restrictions and that they're using them without getting an ANC commissioner to be present and a second one to approve, etc. And they said they didn't know about any of that. And I had directly spoken to them and sent them an email about that. It could be that they've decided to pay for it themselves.
Okay, well, that kind of sort of doesn't answer my question. Why is it on the minutes? Why is there not a dollar amount? Were tables and chairs purchased? If so, how many were purchased? And I remember a while ago when we agreed that we need to do something for the community and that Neighbors Conseco, if I'm not mistaken, was going to house these things. Are you telling me we don't know how many there are and no details? So I feel that it should be looked into because it's constantly, this is the second time I've seen it, on our minutes with no dollar amounts and whatever beside it.
Well, let me clarify here that we authorized up to
$2,500, $2,200.
I thought it was up to some amount, like $3,000, and I've got that set aside in the budget, but I'm not allowed, of course, to pay anything until I see receipts. I've seen no receipts, and that's why this matter of the interaction with Neighbors Conseco and the lost receipts has to be sorted out before we resolve that. But until we resolve that, I've got to carry this on the treasurer's notes.
Okay, so you carry it with no denomination. If they haven't turned over sufficient receipts, then perhaps it should be considered that they purchased them on their own and that they're theirs without any, you know, because I think this is a blatant disrespect of just doing a general business transaction.
I would like to observe that they are getting heat from some of their, not enemies, some of the people that are critical of their work in the neighborhood, and that's why I've been approached about it. I've mentioned it to them, and they didn't realize that they had to use it for non-profit purposes and a number of other things. So it's up to, the ball is in their court to sort this out.
I don't feel that any of the comments you just made are relevant to my point. I don't care what goes on between them and some other organization. I'm concerned about what goes on between them and this ANC.
Well, would you like to make a motion that we consider that unless they put in the receipts by our January business meeting, we shall consider this?
Whose district is Neighborhood Conseco in? Well, maybe you should talk to them.
Yes, Dave, you're right. No, Commissioner Edwards, you don't have to place the call. I'll place the call. Thank you.
All right. Chair's report. Let me just say a few things. One is that today was the last hearing in the regularly scheduled array on the voluntary agreements.
Did we accept the treasurer's report? Because I stopped it with a question, so we never did that.
I don't think there's anything to accept. I got the motions passed that I needed to approve expenditures. I'm content. Thank you.
All right. If anyone is interested in what happened today, I will talk with them offline so we can move things on. I am also currently at work trying to raise money for the tenants of several buildings to buy their buildings right now, and that's some recent. And of course, there's the tree box piece that has taken a lot of time over the last several months, which we will get to, I hope, a little later. I would like to introduce a motion. I think we've had motions on this before, but let's do it again to be clear that the next that there's no December meeting. I think we covered that last month. And that our two meetings in January will be the 4th as an informal meeting and the business meeting the 3rd Tuesday on January the 18th.
I think you can take silence as consent.
Okay, but please let it be the record, the minutes note that this was unanimous consent. Okay, now we go to there's no unfinished business apparently. Dave.
I would think we could start with the tree box since there's people here that want to talk about that.
All right. Okay. Dave, would you read for me the...
ANC1D resolves to advise the D.C. Department of Transportation and the D.C. Office of Planning, the D.C. Public Space Committee, and the D.C. Council to focus its immediate streetscape efforts on a single half block of Mount Pleasant Street as a pilot program to explore innovations and means of continuing financing for upgrades and maintenance of this commercial corridor. The following sections are equal members of this resolution. The above opening statement, the policy points, and the why with his concerns and rationales. And I guess the rest is actually part of the essence of this, so I should read the rest.
Yeah, if you think appropriate.
I do have some suggestions for wording, but 1D advises the above bodies to adopt the following policies in the Mount Pleasant Commercial Corridor. Stop all current work in enlarging or adding new trees and tree boxes until there has emerged a plan that builds on smaller pilot projects to assure there is a good fit between innovations, local needs, and practicalities. However, continuing removal of tree fences is generally desirable. 2. Explore, starting in the single half block area, the feasibility of growing large trees, 50 foot plus, by providing structural soil underneath permeable pavers so that the soil is not compacted and can hold the moisture needed to sustain large trees. 3. Choose the first pilot area first so that there will be favorable conditions for large trees. 2. So that an increase in public space will sufficiently improve economic activity that 80% of public space rentals could be reinvested in new pilot programs and continuing services to the area. Why? Mount Pleasant Street is a narrow right-of-way and relatively narrow sidewalks and little remaining public space. With so little space serving so many people and purposes, careful and innovative uses of this space can provide far greater utility than simple designs better suited to less dense and less diverse districts. 1D advises that adding and enlarging the current design of tree boxes seems likely to reduce much further space for pedestrians and often for bikes, wheelchairs, and shopping carts. In densely populated areas like our commercial corridor, the benefits of trees versus other uses of the space cannot be assumed to be paramount. To do so without weighing trees' benefits along with all the other benefits from other uses seems to neglect and perhaps lose benefits to people contrary to public policy that government is for the people. 1D advises the bodies to focus available funds on a small area so that a water retention system and accompanying tree can be installed in a few days with minimum disruption to merchants and pedestrians. By installing the system in a series where outdoor cafes and other expanded economic uses are viable, then a critical density is easier to achieve and a permanent attraction created. 1D advises the above government bodies to also consider working with the current users of public space to reconstruct their stairs, fences, and other overlaps on public space to increase the shared use of the space in ways that bolster community, cultural, and economic development. 1D advises bodies to effectively remove tree boxes since permeable pavers as water retention systems supplant their function and since the removal should improve the chances that merchants will find economically viable uses of the larger areas of public space available for rental. 1D advises that new trees not be installed without water retention systems, since they will be lost if the system is installed later. Further, not installing trees immediately will save money, allow a more rapid expansion of the system. Moreover, trees installed without the system have been sickly, prone to dying, and when surviving, stunted in growth.
Will you second it?
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion? You had some suggestions for rewording?
Well, the essence is fine, but there are a lot of things in here that don't read, and it's just mostly cosmetic, so I think we can look at that later, I don't know. But, for instance, on the first part, in the second paragraph, the following sections are equal members of this resolution. Is that a good word, members? I don't know. Equal parts? That's
I'll change that.
That's just me. Okay. Removal of tree fences. Do we mean tree box fencing? I guess it doesn't matter. Okay. Okay, now this...
That was the term used by John Thomas.
Okay. About the feasibility of growing large trees. Well, trees grow into large trees. You want to have trees grow to maturity, is that it? I mean, they aren't going to put large trees in to begin with.
Correct.
Yes. So I'm not sure what growing large trees means.
May I answer?
Mm-hmm.
And that is that John Thomas, the urban forester, said that the species that he recommends can grow to 50 feet plus if we're provided with sufficient moisture.
Okay, that's fine then. That's fine. Okay, favorable conditions for large trees, that's fine. You might want to put a period after trees, or because you just put second, so I'm not sure what that means.
Should have been a semicolon after that.
For large trees. And public space will be sufficient. Will sufficiently... conditions for large trees and public space will be large enough to improve economic Okay, this is a run-on sentence with a lot of things in it, and then period, and then invest 80% of public space rentals into maintaining, you know, the corridor. Because, you know, there's several ideas in one thing to throw in there. Okay, and 1A?
May I explain why I did that?
Hmm?
And that is that I was advised by one of Jim Graham's staffers that he is interested in finding ways to funding bid-like services in Mount Pleasant Corridor because he believes those are essential. And it appears that, judging from the big battle on failure on the U Street corridor, that it's not going to happen at all in a much smaller Mount Pleasant.
No, my only comment is that this might really be three sentences rather than
all right.
One.
If you have suggestions on dividing it.
So. And then at the end of the page, to do so without weighing the benefits of trees,
along with all the other benefits,
versus all the other benefits from other uses.
Okay, where would I put take out along with versus
weighing the benefits of trees versus all the other benefits from other uses?
Which do you prefer? You want to insert the word versus?
Well, it doesn't matter. These are just suggestions. Okay, and then at the next page on the top. Seems to neglect important benefits to people, period.
All right. I'll do that and remove then contrary to public policy.
Well, yes. That's extraneous.
Agreed.
And then on 1B, a water retention system and tree can be installed.
Together?
Yeah.
So the adding the word together would improve the understanding?
You can if you want. With minimum disruption to merchants and pedestrians.
Okay, so merchants should be made plural?
Well, you have pedestrians plural.
Okay, good.
And then that is a very confused sentence, but I won't bother with it. Okay, there's nothing much else. Oh, number 1D. 1D advises, and it should be the same as the above sentence, bodies, to effectively remove tree boxes and replace them with permeable pavers and water retention systems. The rest you can get rid of if you want. Just for clarification. And then in 1E, 1D advises that new trees not be installed without permeable pavers and water retention systems, just for continuity. That's about it.
Okay.
Those are just suggestions, and I'll support this in however it's written.
Okay. Then can I review
can you take it from the top and let me do this on the computer?
All right, good. Okay, one thing I would like to do is that I learned late this afternoon that I should add the Department of Public Works, because they have substantial responsibilities in water.
Well, let me add a couple of clarifications to this. First of all, I don't think there's any need to put in the abbreviation since they're not used in the text.
Fine.
And the DC Public Space Committee is the DDOT Public Space Committee.
It's not. It's only housed there. It's a separate entity.
It's certainly under Department of Transportation. On
That's
website.
True of the Department of the Environment, too. Is that what it's called, Department of the Environment?
Well, I've looked into it, and they believe that it was set up by mayoral order, but it is, for administrative purposes, supported by the Department of Transportation, but they consider themselves to be a cross-agency task force. So that's why I did not add that, because there's no use picking a fight with them on a trivial thing. We have too many other fights with them. So after Department of Transportation, let me add Department of Public Works. Okay. Then in the second paragraph.
Before you go on, let me read this first paragraph as I've got it now and make sure that it's right.
All right. And we're still accepting clarifications. And
yeah, that's right. This is a continuing process. That's correct. ANC1D resolves to advise the DC Department of Transportation, the DC Office of Planning, the DC Public Space Committee, the Department of Public Works, and the DC Council to focus its immediate streetscape efforts on a single half block of Mount Pleasant Street as a pilot program to explore innovations and means of continuing financing for upgrades and maintenance of this commercial corridor. Is there a specific half block in mind?
No. I do have one in mind, but I thought it would be best to not specify that at this point unless we could debate it now. The specific one that I thought would be best was the one in which Heidi's, Neftali, and a number of other stores. And we gathered, Heidi and I went with a number of the people and looked at the possibilities of removing a lot of stairs and fences and so on to clean up that block so that more public space can be assembled and potentially economically viable niches put together. The other reason for choosing that block would be that it is a gateway block. People coming from the subway, they would encounter that first. It has a concentration of successful and interesting restaurants and other things. It is clearly demarked by an alley before you get to heading north to Dos Gringos. And it seemed like that had a lot of reasons in comparison, benefits compared to the others. However, I was afraid that without an explicit acceptance of this by Heidi, Neftali, and the others, that it was premature to specify that specific block. Could I ask the opinion of the commission? Allow me to
maybe. I think that a pitfall here is that by specifying a half block, any half block, you're excluding the rest of Mount Pleasant Street. And if the issue at hand here is what they're doing on the treat boxes now, you don't want to say just this half block. You want to say all Mount Pleasant Street.
So you agree with the idea to not specify it at this time?
I think that'd be preferable, yeah.
Good. That's what I came to as well, even though... because it should not rely upon my brief survey and my incomplete survey.
Shall I strike a single half block?
No, I want a single half block because I tried to work that out with John Thomas about how much he could get money to do. And I was told that there would not be enough money anytime soon to get a full block or the full four-block series.
But I say again, then this implies that this deals only with that chosen half block and the rest of the street, no change.
Would you please help me or help us put something where we would prefer it to be done for the whole street, but perhaps starting off with a pilot program of a half block?
I would like to know whether Hades Restaurant would like their place to be the pilot program.
If I could, I agree with that. But I think if we strike a single half block in the first paragraph, but then when you go down to point two, you say starting in a single half block area, that defines that your innovation portion will be confined to a single half block. But the rest of it is in general.
All right. But I think I would also personally like to hear from Hadi's restaurant.
Thank you. I think this is you trying to ask. There is a resolution you're trying to pass to ask them if they will have the money. We would like to see the whole Mount Pleasant Street and don't have a tree box. We want the beautification of Mount Pleasant as a whole, not just a one block. But if they don't have the money, the place that is most affected by the tree boxes right now is the 3100 block. So if we're gonna start with something, I would say we can be the experimental part. we would love to be the experimental part. Thank you.
Okay. I am not agree with Mario, but if we got the possibility to get the whole Mount Pleasant, that will be great. You can apply today.
Let me also report that at the party that Dave and I attended, I had an extensive discussion over an hour's time on and off with Faye Armstrong, and she and her friends agreed that that is probably the ugliest half block in Mount Pleasant and the most in need of makeover, and that if we were, since that's the one that people see when they first enter Mount Pleasant Street, it would do us the most good to focus on that.
Then let me propose that on the parallel policy points number two, when you say starting in a single half block area, comma,
3100.
We propose the 3100 block.
The first half, the south half of 31.
Okay, the south half of the east side, is it both sides of the street?
No, it's only on one side of the street.
Okay, then it's the south half of the east side of the 3000 block.
West side.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah, or we could specify it's between Irving and the first alley. Because half is... While he's working on that, Oliver, Stormy, do you have some ideas or suggestions about changes? Or?
No, I agree with everything that's been said. Nobody will adopt it by it.
Okay. Stormy, excuse me, Oliver, would I be insulting you if I asked you for specifically for your ideas?
Well, I think what you have proposed here is in place, and I think we should go by that.
Okay.
Yeah.
The disadvantage of that is that there are an awful lot of concrete stairs and leftover pieces of walls and so on. So,
well, let's stumble on through this.
Okay.
The following sections, no change to that sentence, that semi-paragraph. Is that correct?
Yes.
Policy points. 1D, advices, etc. 1. Stop all current work in enlarging or adding new trees and tree boxes until there has emerged a plan that builds on a smaller pilot project?
Projects, because I think there may be need.
Okay.
May I suggest just to meet the criticism that the sentences are too long, that that in the second line of one, that we put a period and to say this plan will build, this plan should build upon smaller pilot projects.
You mean you want to take out the builds on smaller pilot projects clause?
No. I just want to put a full stop after has emerged a plan, period. This plan should build on.
I don't think that's helping, Greg.
Okay. Then strike that, and I'll just go back. It's an under... good. So let's just leave it the way it is then.
Let me suggest the current removal of tree fences should continue. In place of continuing removal of tree fences is generally desirable. That's a wishy-washy statement.
I agree. Would you please correct it?
I would say is the removal of the tree fences being done now?
No, but
okay.
No, but it's planned, and John Thomas told me that he thinks he has enough money to do it and hopes to complete it before the end of January.
Okay.
And we want to support that.
Okay. And the removal of tree fences should continue.
Or how about A and C1D supports the current plans of DDOT to remove the tree fences? Yeah. And supports and hopes for early completion. Mario.
If I may, I would need a clarification. There would be no incrementation on the boxes, on the three boxes.
I believe we're saying that, and when we get to it, please help and crisp it up so that it's quite clear.
Okay, that sentence now reads, however, A and C1D supports current plans to remove tree fences.
And
to remove tree fences immediately?
Immediately. All tree fences, how about all tree fences on Mount Pleasant Street?
Existing tree fences should be removed.
Dave?
Yeah, I'd like to mention something Mario mentioned. With permeable pavers, if permeable pavers replace all the bricks in the street, all that space would still be used for public uses, all the way up to the tree. So it doesn't matter how big the permeable paver site is. It could be 20 feet. It could be 10 feet. It doesn't really matter to the business owners.
Right. Now, the earlier proposal I was working on to try to work within a limited budget of only doing a strip to begin with. John Thomas says no, that's too much overhead, and they want to do the whole area all at once. So this is just to mention that this has been developing over many months and perhaps 100 different calls.
Let me do the final form of the sentence. However, ANC Windy supports current plans for immediate removal of all tree fences on Mount Pleasant Street.
Okay. How about instead of saying current plans, just supports the immediate removal of all tree boxes, tree fences on Mount Pleasant Street. Oliver.
Are the boxes going to be replaced with something else, or just leave the trees open? Will that not leave the
trees? Excuse me, we're talking about tree fences here. But the boxes would then be open, as you see in many places where the trees continue to survive pretty well. Dave.
Well, eventually we want the dirt to be replaced by pavers with technical soil, they call it, underneath that can support the pavers, support the roots, and let the water come down. So you won't see a tree box. You'll see pavers around the tree and extending for a long distance.
Perhaps a 12 to 18 inch hole for the trunk. That's diameter, not radius.
Okay, moving on to paragraph 2. Exploring a single half block area, ideally the south half of the west side of the 3000 block of Mount Pleasant Street. The feasibility, et cetera, et cetera.
3100.
I thought it was 3000.
No.
Heidi, what's your address? 3100. Let me offer a change, though. Providing structured soil underneath pervial pavers so that the soil is protected from compaction and can hold the moisture needed.
Lisa, I thought about not putting that in, but I think we need to put it in so people understand what's going on and also so that we give some technical specs of what we expect. Dave.
We also have to realize that this is an experiment, but we're not going to wait 50 years to see how big the trees grow before we do the rest of it.
I think most of us here aren't going to be here in 50 years. She will be.
I have faith in the miracle of modern medicine. Didn't cost you anything.
Item 3, paragraph 3. Choose the first pilot area, comma, first, so that there will be...
How about a colon?
I'm sorry?
How about a colon there?
You want a colon, okay.
Yes, colon, and then we can capitalize first.
The second part of that kind of runs on forever.
We can divide it up.
Let's make it two sentences. Second, so that an increase in public space will significantly improve economic activity.
Good.
And then another sentence with your...
AND, how about this? AND 1D advises, how about 1D advises that 80% of, et cetera. should be reinvested rather than could. And I've talked to several members of the Public Space Committee that have to decide on this, and they say that, well, right now there's not very much revenue that comes in, and so it's not going to be a big deal, and if we get the policy set, it might grow into something. Dave?
But somebody, you have to realize that somebody is going to say, aha, 1D is creating their own tax base.
We'll have to work that out.
Okay, let me read this paragraph as it now stands. Choose the first pilot area. First, so that there will be favorable conditions for large trees. Second, so that an increase in public space will significantly improve economic activity. ANC1D advises that 80% of public space rentals could be reinvested in new pilot programs and continuing services to the area. Do you really need continuing services? What's that say?
I think I need it because I was advised that that would attract the attention and introduction of legislation that we may require from Jim Graham. And it's his committee and his ward, and so we wanted to do something that he would see as an opportunity. So without this, I was afraid that we would not get the incentive for him.
Moving along. Okay. Why?
To the Y section. Oh, did you, Jack, did you put in above Dave's suggestion that in the second paragraph of the whole resolution, the following sections are equal parts, not members?
Or can we say components?
If you wish. It's a longer word.
Yes, so? Dave, this is... Yeah, components are parts of this resolution.
Parts.
Okay.
I was going to say that the why part, we could really spend a long time rewriting this. I would say just put it in as it is.
I do want to make sure that I've got the changes that you worked out here, because I was not able to follow along that.
Okay, let me go through those, because they're small changes and may make an improvement. On the last page.
Pages don't help me.
Okay. It is on the last of them, subparagraph 1A. Well, put a dash in the middle of it at least. In the paragraph right above, the end of 1A. You're right there. At the end of the benefits to people, period, and strike the rest of that. Okay, in 1B. The second line, water retention system, together with the accompanying tree. To indicate that this is a functional unit, and you don't put in something here and take out something there.
How about saying a tree and its water retention system?
Better. Thank you. And after that, are you ready?
No.
Okay. Jonathan Cass told me he thought this was very significant because this would solve, if we can pull this off, it would solve problems all over the city.
You should get Casey Trees to back you on this too.
Well, perhaps you can help.
Okay, now what?
Now, on the third line of 1B, after minimum disruption, it should be two merchants. So remove the A and put an S. ANC 1D advises the above government bodies to remove all tree boxes and replace them with permeable papers.
I'm sorry, I don't follow what you are changing here.
Okay, I'll read it again. Yeah. ANC 1D advises the above government bodies to effectively remove all tree boxes and replace them with water retention systems, period. Then their removal should improve Okay, very good. And the rest is there were no further suggestions.
Okay, so that now reads, 1D advises the above DC government bodies to remove all tree boxes and replace them with water retention systems. Their removal should improve the chances that merchants will find economically viable uses of the larger areas public space available for rental. And then the paragraph 1E is not changed?
That's right. Should we, just as a question, would it read, be more clear if we say, and replace them with permeable pavers and water retention systems? Is that extra redundancy helpful? Because if they're taken out of context, well, then it reads as a logical unit. So at the end of the first line of 1D.
Which one are you dealing with now?
Go to subparagraph 1D.
Yeah.
And at the end of the... To remove all tree boxes and replace them with permeable pavers and water retention systems.
Okay.
That's it.
Then let me suggest, when you say their removal, it's not immediately obvious what the antecedent to there is. Let's say tree box removal.
Good. That's even clearer.
Okay, are we ready to?
I think, is any further discussion, or are we ready to vote?
I'm ready.
Okay, all in favor? 5-0.
Okay.
Thank you. We have, I believe, one more, which Jack has introduced. Apply Open Meetings Act to ANC.
Resolve that ANC Wendy advises the Council of the District of Columbia to remove the exemption of advisory neighborhood commissions from Bill B18-716, the Open Meetings Amendment Act of 2010, substituting specific provisions where the regulations of the Act would be especially burdensome on such commissions.
Any discussion? Dave? Oh, excuse me. Is there a second? Okay.
I see that most of the items here really already exist, don't they? The open meeting, the notification, etc., in the ANC regulations.
No, meetings via electronic technology does not.
Oh, that's the only one that doesn't. Hmm?
And I certainly am worried about that. Or we could have an ANC commissioner that gets elected and we never see them for 2 years because they're present electronically. So, any further discussion?
Let me point out. Yes, it calls for electronic recording of meetings, which I think is easily done these days. It also calls for the possibility of meetings via electronic technology, which is an interesting addition. So I think it is embarrassing to us to be exempted from the open meetings bill. There's just no good reason for saying ANCs don't have to follow these rules. These rules are good for everybody. So, on a matter of principle, I think we should endorse this.
Would you be willing to accept a friendly amendment of just one sentence to say that we oppose Y, 1D opposes substituting, allowing electronic meetings because of the many abuses that could derive from this?
I think if we're going to approve this, we should just approve the whole act.
I'm with Dave. I do not accept that as a friendly amendment.
Okay. Any further?
I really think this.
I'm moving on. I'm not going to belabor.
Okay. I mean, I really think this is a statement of principle.
Agreed.
It is about the practical effect of this as it is the principle of the matter.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? 5-0. Is there any other urgent business, or do I hear a movement for a motion?
I move to adjourn.
All in favor?
Yes.
5-0.
The last session.
Unless
the last meeting of the session.
Of this period, as the...
Whatever the term is.
As the council calls these.
When shall we three meet again?
It's been fun, guys.
This is, I must say, this was a very collegial meeting. And I think we got some interesting things done.
Specify the time, 8:11 p.m.
Yes. 8:11 p.m. 8:11 p.m.